Nolte, Disney groomers lost $258 million on woke Lightyear, Strange World. By John Nolte on April 15, 2023. It cost the degenerates at Disney more than $250 million to try and groom little kids by introducing adult sexuality into the children's films Lightyear and Strange World. Better still, no movie lost more money last year than the woke Strange World. And other than Strange World and Amsterdam, Lightyear was last year's biggest money loser. According to a detailed analysis at the far-left Deadline, after everything is totaled up, from the box office to home video, Lightyear lost $106 million and Strange World lost a whopping $152 million. Yes, the shickos at Disney are so desperate to sexualize your children, they were willing to lose more than a quarter billion, with a B dollars. Both of those films were based on homosexual plotlines. Lightyear was part of the infallible, until now, Toy Story franchise. The entertainment media suck-ups will blame both of those flops on everything but the lunatic and obscene idea of exposing little kids to homosexuality. Here's Deadline making a public fool of itself to carry Disney's anti-science, anti-fact water. Some might say Disney's embrace of a gay character in Strange World turned off red state audiences, while critics found the fantasy pick to be clunky and incomprehensible, and the animation retro and stale. As you will see below, that's a flat-out lie. I'm surprised these hacks aren't still blaming the China flu. Critical reception fell from the typical 90% plus for a Toy Story movie on Rotten Tomatoes to 74% on Lightyear. Oh, okay. Bad reviews tank those movies. But if that's the case, riddle me this, Disney sycophants. Why is Universal's Super Mario Bros., which earned much worse reviews than Disney's animated grooming duo, currently breaking box office records? Here's the science by way of the Rotten Tomatoes scores and box office. Lightyear, 74% fresh, $226 million worldwide. Strange World, 72% fresh, $73 million worldwide. Super Mario Bros., 58% rotten, $447 million and still going strong. But you told me bad reviews kill animated movies? Universal's Illumination had already stolen the animation crown from Disney. But now, with the 1-2 punch of Super Mario Bros. And last year's Minions, Rise of Gru, $939 million worldwide, Disney doesn't even qualify as serious competition. Illumination is interested only in thrilling, delighting, and entertaining children. Illumination is not interested in the demonic goal of destroying your child's innocence. Disney has become demonic, a danger to your children. And any parent who leaves a child alone with the Walt Disney Company deserves a visit from social services. Imagine a corporation so depraved, it is willing to lose a quarter billion dollars to pursue the goal of having sex with children. And that's all this is about. It's not about tolerance or acceptance. It's about one thing and one thing only, sexualizing your kids. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.